I'm at Science Online 2009. It's a day focused on the impact of blogging on science, the way science is done, the way researchers work together, and the way science is communicated, both to organisations interested in it, users of research, funders, and also to the general public. You can find the programme and other stuff online. But what I really wanted to record this boo about was the issue that's being kind of dealt with. And it's a very similar issue to the issues being dealt with in other areas that I'm interested in social media, in digital Britain, and in areas where technology is impacting on our lives. Most of the people here are academic researchers. You've got academic researchers, you've got some publishers, most of them blog, not all of them, quite a few don't, actually, has to be said. And they're all struggling with the issue, which is, how is their community changing as the internet and media changes enabled by the internet penetrate into the core areas of their research activity? It's really interesting, and they are in the throes of dealing with it. We've just had a fantastic session, which was all about real-time statistics in science. So how are citations, people using the work, referring to the work, how are they being impacted by things being increasingly available online? I mean, you used to be able to look at published journals, you know, it was bits of paper. Now they're thinking, well, can we track downloads? And actually, are downloads important? What if it's reading time on the screen? So there's a pretty good argument about, you know, what all that means and the way in which the metrics can be gamed. And this is really important for this community because it's at the heart of how they get funded to do stuff they want to do and also how they get recognised and rewarded by their peers and others. And by reward, I don't mean in terms of money, I mean in terms of reputation, the enhancement of their reputations and their ability to do the kind of work that they want to do. So these are hot issues. And guess what? Nobody really knows. Just like nobody really knows what the impact yet of the internet really is going to be on business. And it's still, we're at the beginning of the story, not the end of the story. We don't really know how the Digital Britain process is playing out. And we don't really know how the increasing use of real-time media is going to impact on the way in which science is done. One interesting thing, a metric I didn't know, the number of papers written by multi-collaborative authors, i.e. five authors or more, versus, say, two authors, has crossed over. In recent years, the two-author people papers dominated. Now it's multiple authors that dominate, and that's been happening since 2003. So does that mean increasing collaboration? Does it mean that funders are funding particular types of work and it needs lots of people to do it? No one seems to know. So, interesting stuff. And we're being called back in now, going to hear about Google Wave and the impact of Google Wave on the way science research is done and communicated. So that should be interesting. Everybody seems very excited about seeing Google Wave. More later.